Nara Mao Shetiyasa Shliach Lakava Gito. A Nara, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that either the Nara could receive her own get. Just like the father could receive her get, she could also receive her own get. So the question is, could she appoint a Shliach to receive her get for her? That's the question. Mao Shetiyasa Shliach Lakava Gito Miyad Baila. Kiyada Viyadami is the Nara hands, just like the father's hands. So just like the father can make a shliach, she could also make a shliach. Or if chotzer of yadam, no, she's only like the chotzer of the father. She's only like. What does that mean? Kiyada viyadam, she's like the hand of the father. Ma'o via mishavish, just like the father mishavish shliach could appoint a shliach. Hatoy afinami mishavish shliach, she could also appoint her own shliach. Or duma maybe no, kichotzer of yadam, she's like the chotzer of a father. And therefore, by a chotzer of pshat is adamot yagita liyodaler migarsha. Until the get actually comes into her hand, she can't be megareshes. So that's the shiloh. His hand, mamish like the father, or no, it's only like the chotzer. So chotzer means she's like the reshus of the father, has to go into her hand. So where's the kasher? Me, misafkali l'rov, does Rav have such a question, such a doubt? For your Omar Rav himself said, but the locher is, cause of get, if the husband writes a get, Vinos no biyad avdo, and he puts it into his wife's evit's hand, into her slave. So Yoshin, if the evit is sleeping, umisham rosa, and she's watching him, haray the get, then the get is good. Because the evit is like her chotzer, and since he's sleeping and she's watching him, it's called mishtameris for her, therefore the get is good. But what about near? Let's say the evit wakes up, then the locher is ain't a get, the get is no good. But the question is, why not? Near amaya in a get, why, if the evid works up, if it wakes up, is the get no good? The evil echotzer mishtemer shloile daita, because it's the chotzer that was not watched for her das. It's called the evid has his own das. It's being watched by himself for himself and not for the wife. So therefore, chotzer is only good if the chotzer is being watched by the owner for the owner. But if it's the own das, if it's an evid, it has his own das, it's not called being watched for the isha. Now the question is then, if you want to tell me, you know why the Nara she could receive her own get? Because she is like the chotzer of her father. If so, why is that good though? Even when the get comes into her hand, Nami, she should not have a get. Because since she's a Nara, she has her own das, she's like watching herself. She's not watching it for the father. So it's like the Yevid when he's awake, it's not called the chotzer being watched for the owner, it's being watched for themselves. So if so, how could she receive her own get? If she's only a chotzer of the father, it's not being watched for the father. Elo, therefore, li'elam for sure, pshita lei, techiyada v'yadam, you know, avada, the nara has like, she's like the hand of the father. So if so, what's the whole question? This is what the question. Mi alima kiyada v'ya, is the nara's hand as strong as the father's hand? L'shav y'iyah shliach, that she could also appoint the shliach to receive her get, just like the father could appoint the shliach to receive her get, she could also appoint the shliach. Oiloi, maybe her hand is not so strong. On this, Omelet, they said back, Ein oisa shliach. She cannot make a shliach. Her hand is not that strong. On this, Gemara Sakash, Eisvei Avakash, it says clearly that Ketan is Shomris Kabbali Gita. If a Ketan is made a shliach to receive her get, Ein a get is no good. Achigia get liyot until the get comes into her hand. But Koponim Tzadiyak, her Nara raised a get. Mashma, if she was a Nara, she could appoint a shliach to receive her own get. So how could you say that she can't make a shliach? Gemara says, Hocha mayaskina b'shein la'av. When do I say she cannot make a shliach if she has a father? Then the ikka hand is by the father. The father is the only one to make a shliach. But over here, when she doesn't have a father, then she can make a shliach to receive her own get. Read the Gemara, no? Hamidu Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer over here, Im Omar Aviyat Sefer Kabbal Git Labiti, if the father tells the Shliach, go receive a get for my daughter, Im Rotza Balachza Baliachza, if the husband wants to be Chazer, he can't be Chazer anymore. But I call upon him a cloud the ratio, but the Ash Lavaskin, we're talking about there is a father around. And still the Nara could make a Shliach, so still it's a kasha on what you said. So Mora says, no, Chasurim Echa, something is missing here. Vochi Ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Vochi Ketoni. Ketan, Shom is Kabbali Gitra and a get. If a Ketana, she's a young girl under 12, she makes a shliach to receive a get, she can't make a shliach. A Ketana can't make a shliach about a sending get. Achigi a get liyod, until the get comes into her own hand. Her nara, but it should be a nara raised a get, she couldn't make a shliach. Now, b'nedav amurim, when was this said? Kishen lav, only when she doesn't have a father. Avuyesh lav, she has a father. V'yom raviyat, say the kabbal, the bita gita, and then the father says, to a shliach, go receive a gift for my daughter. Then Roitzah Balach Liyasa, the father with the husband wants to be chayzer, can't be chayzer anymore, because the father has the right to appoint the shliach. If she has a father, then the law is she is not that strong. She can't appoint a shliach to receive her get. But the makam, she doesn't have a father, then she could appoint a shliach to receive her own get. All right, we'll stop. Yeah, we're holding up mem dalar on the base here in the middle. Mora says, Itma would learn like this. Kitano shenishkacho shaloy ledas aviyah. A ketana got married without her father's permission. She didn't go to ask her father. She received her own kedushin. So what's the halacha? Ketana doesn't have das. So the shaila is there any kedushin or not? Shoma Shmuel. Shmuel says yes. That tzricha get or tzricha miyan. You also have to have a get, and if there's miyan, we'll soon see what this means. So Rashi learns it means le'omah lo yaviyah lekablin. The father did not tell her to accept the get. Now, the locker is, she needs a get and she needs miyan. Oma, a miyan we know is what? That by ketana, if you do get married to a ketana, midirabonin, there's in a case where there's no father alive, then the daughter could get married, midirabonin, and if the husband wants to get rid of her, he gives her miyan. A get is, if the kedushin is really chal midiraisa, then she has to receive a get. So Shmuel says, l'chumra, she has to receive a get and she has to receive miyan also. Oma Karna, Karna said back to Shmuel, Dvorim Begoy, like something's missing here, like something inside. Rashi says it means, Kach Oma Kerezva Karna said, Yesh Dvorim Beterech Dover. There's one thing inside another side. Kaloimar, I have a question on what you're saying. Like Lamanashach, Karna says, In Get Lamamiyun. If you're going to say now for some reason we're afraid, maybe the father was nicha with his kedushin, so maybe the kedushin was midiraisa, so then all she does is she needs a get, that's all. Why does she have to have miyan for? And in miyan, if you tell me no, they were not afraid the father wanted this kedushin, so she only married off herself, which is only midirabonin, so therefore the husband could just give her miyan, just say goodbye to her. If so, loma get, why does she have to receive a get like a tastira? To say that this ketana has to have both things, a get and miyan, it's a stira. What do you have to have two things for? So Omrule, they said back, Ha ma'ukva, obedina de kafri, ma'ukva and his bedin in kafri, in the name of this place, afchuha. They changed around the memories. Now, we have so far, Shmuel says she needs two things, and Karna says no. So they changed around the Shmuel and said that Karna said you need two things, and Shmuel said you only need one thing. And Shadru Lakai Midi Rav, they sent it in front of Rav, that they wanted to see what would Rav say. Omalhu, and Rav answered back to them, Holakim, like Lashon of a Shavua, to Hashem like, Tzricha get or Tzricha miyun, yes, Shitaka needs two things. The husband now, if he wants to get rid of her, he has to write her a get, and also make a Maisa miyun. And Rav said, V'chasta lezare di Abba bar Abba. And like, Oyvei, to the son of Abba bar Abba, which was Shmuel. The name Ochi that Shmuel should say, you do not need two things. In other words, they sent the halacha to Rav, they changed it around. They told him that Shmuel only said, you need one. So therefore, Rav answered back to say, like, Shmuel, you're making a mistake, how could you say that? Now, of course, you need two things, which Lamaisa really is what Shmuel says. So it comes out, both Rav and both Shmuel agree that in this case, where a ketana receives her own kedushin, now the husband has to give her two things. The husband has to give her a get and has to give her miyan. And the Gemara says, "V'taymamai, what's the reason why?" Like the question is, Karen asked a good question. Why should you have to have two things? So Gemara answers, "Amar Ravacha b'rei de Ravika, tzricha get. She has to receive a get because Shema nisratzav b'kedushin. We're afraid maybe the father really does agree with this kedushin. Like the father wants her to get married, and therefore the kedushin would be good midiraisa." Yeah. So first of all, you need a get because maybe the father was nicha. If the father was nicha, then the kedushin is a good kedushin, so she needs a get. Or tzricha min, you know what also, we need miyun. Shoshem aloy nisarat so'av b'kedushin. Maybe the father did not want this kedushin here. And if the father did not want the kedushin, then when the ketana gets married by herself, it means nothing. Midiraisa, she can't marry herself. She can't get married to ketana. But we're afraid, people will say, Ein kedushin toisim b'yachoisa. since Lemaisa was saying she needs a get, so people will think that you were married to a real Kedushin. And therefore now if the husband go and marries her sister, they would think the Kedushin is not chal at all, and he doesn't need a get from her. And really it's not that way. Because on the tzad, the father was not nicha with the first Kedushin, so when the first husband married the Ketana, the Kedushin was not chal. So later if the husband would go marry her sister, the Kedushin would be chal on the sister. So we're afraid that if she only needs a get, people will think the first Kedushin was good, and now if the husband wants to marry her sister, you can't marry your wife's sister. So people will think the Kedushin is no good. So that's why we told them you have to have a Miyan also. So since they make Miyan, people realize that the first Kedushin maybe was no good. If the first Kedushin is no good, then if later he marries the sister, we have to be afraid maybe that Kedushin is good. And therefore, of course, we'll have to give her a get also. That's the reason why you have to have both. Yeah. Now, Amar Rav Nachman said, "Vusha shidchu." We're only afraid that maybe the father agrees to this Kedushin if they made Shidduchim before. In other words, before the man went to marry this Ketana, they spoke about it already, and the father knew about it already, and the father was maskim already. So then it's a good svara to say that maybe the father was maskim with the Kedushin. But if there wasn't Shidduchim before, then we would never be afraid to say maybe the father agrees, and for sure there would be no Kedushin. Ula Amar Ula says, no, afilu miyan eretz richish. No, you don't have to have miyan. And afa gav de shidchu. And even though they made shidduchin also. So he says what? Shmu Ula says nothing doing here. A ketana, what she does means nothing. And therefore you do not have to have miyan either. Like what went on here? A ketana, she has a father, and a man went over to her and gave her money, l'shem kedushin. So since she has a father, she has no right to do anything herself. She's a ketana. So for sure, there's nothing. The Kedushin is not chal at all. And for sure, we're not afraid to say that the father maybe is maskim, since you did not ask him. So nothing went on. Therefore, you do not even have to have miyan. So Gemara says, and Chur Ula said also, afagab de shidchu, even though they had shidduchin first. Now, this is the worst question. Like, could Ula say this even in a case where they made shidduchin first? Like in a case where they spoke about getting married before, and the father knew about it, so the father agreed to the shidduch, how could Ula say, now if the man goes and marries her, we're not afraid at all, maybe the father will agree? Since they had shidduchim before, for sure there's a svara, maybe the father would agree. So Mara says, true, Ula did not say it in a case where they had shidduchim. That man de masniho le masniho. Whoever learned Ula's halacha that says you do not need miyan did not say Rav Nachman said it even by shidduchim. And if you say he said it by shidduchim, then of course you would have to have miyan. There is that Ula says you do not even have to have miyan. That's only in the case where they did not make shidduchim before. If they did not halacha where they did not make shidduchim before, just the man comes and marries the katana and she has a father, nothing is doing. There's no kedushin at all. You do not even have to give her miyan. Now, Ikadiyami, some say, Omer Ula, Ula said like this, Ketana, sheniskar, sheshla, ladas, aviyam, a ketana that gets married without a das of a father, afilu, miyan, and it's richa. Says it clearly that miyan you do not need, because we're not afraid the father's maskim, he didn't ask the father, so therefore the ketana could do nothing. So she doesn't need a miyan, her husband just goes away without doing anything. Master Rav Kana, Rav Kana asked the question, it says like this, the kulon in the first mission of Yevomis, the 15 arroyas, the kulon in Mesu, oi miyanu oi nizgarshu, oi shinimtsu islandis, is sarasein mutaris, that sarasein amuta. Over there the case was, the Mishnah says, we know there are 15 ladies, that's an erva to you. And therefore they don't fall yivam. The question is, let's say you had two wives, so even though only one of them was an erva, so the other one is also potter from the mitzvah yivam. What's going to be though if the erva died first? What's going to be if that erva dies first, or else the husband gave her miyan or gave her a get? So now lemaisa, when the husband dies, he's not married to the erva; he's only married to the other wife. Then there is the mitzvah of yibum. So now, what's the case here? The kitshaman, how are you mekadosha? Ilayma the kitshavia. We're talking about miyan now, so she has to be a katana. Now, if we're talking about that the father married her off. As lechura b'miyan sagilo, if the father married off his ketana, it's a kedusha midiraisa. So how could the husband just give her miyan? Miyan is only good when it's a kedusha the rabbanon. How could miyan be good? B'miyan sagilo, get malia boy. For sure, you have to have a get. Ela ladron, we're talking about the kitcha ihi nafsha that she married herself off, even though she has a father. Okatonia, still it says, to boy a miyun, that the husband has to give her miyun. So Chorot Akashi, you see clearly, when the Katana gets married, without asking her father, you do have to have miyun. Not like Ula says. So Mar says, who most of love him a faraklo, he asked the question, and he himself answered it. Here, true, we're talking about the father still alive. Because there the shadow is one of the heirs is Bita. In a case where your own daughter was married to your brother, and then your brother dies, so your own daughter falls to you. But it says if your brother gave her Mian first, then the other wife falls to you. So we're talking about the father's alive. But the case is that the father already married her off once, and she had Nisuyin. Once the Ketana has Nisuyin with a man, that takes her out of the father's Rishus. The father has no Rishus over anymore. So if that husband, let's say, died, and then she remarried, now when she gets married a second time, the father has no say in the matter. Because once she had Nisuyin, she's out of the Rishus of the Av. So it's like there's no father here. And when there's no father, then there is a Kedusha Midrabbanan. If somebody marries a Ketana, Midrabbanan, the Kedushin is Chal, and therefore you have to make Miyun. When the husband wants to say goodbye to her, he has to go to Bezmer in front of Tuedim and make the Pasha say, Miyun, I don't want you anymore. So you know, that's what the Mishnah in Yevamos is talking about. But then the Chanami, when the father did not marry her off with Nisuyin yet, she's still under your control, then the Halacha is, if she accepts her own Kedushin, it means nothing. Without the Das of the Viya, there's no Kedushin. Most of Rav Hamnun asked the question. It says, Halach, we had before, Ein Moichro L'Kroivim. You're not allowed to sell your own daughter to one of your Kroivim from Nam of Riyah. But Mishum Rav Lezah, Rav Lezah says, Moichro L'Kroivim. No, you're allowed to sell your own daughter to your Kroivim.